At a recent annual meeting of Western Wisconsin senior statesmen, the issue of affordable prescription drugs was on the agenda. This senior advocacy group includes retiree Ken Mosentine from Barron. He just lost benefits under his wife's insurance.
She retired after 45 years of being a nurse, and we had to change insurances, and as a result, we've lost the copay which we had, and I'm going from what I used to pay $25 for a 3 month prescription for one of my drugs for asthma, and that's going to cost me now over $280.
So Mosentine has turned to the Coalition of Wisconsin Aging Groups. Its members can get drugs from a Canadian pharmacy. He expects to save $180 on that one drug. He's heard all the warnings about buying imported drugs.
As one person says, you know, if you buy drugs in Canada, we can't guarantee it. And another person says, now show me the dead Canadian.
Not all drugs are cheaper in Canada. It depends on how much a pharmaceutical company is spending on advertising in the United States, according to Glenna Schumann, the coalition's assistant consumer advocate.
I tell people is the drugs you see advertised on TV and the billboards, the Lipitors, the Zocor, the Nexiums, those drugs are the ones that you can probably buy cheaper in Canada than you can here.
Schumann says consumers like Ken Mosentine turn to the coalition's drug plan because his moderate income from Social Security keeps him out of the state's senior care drug benefit program.
We probably see the more middle to higher income people taking advantage of the Canadian programs than we do the lower income people who qualify for senior care. That is still by far the best program.
But senior care relies on federal funding, and some of that money may be channeled to the new Medicare drug program, which will cost seniors more. Meanwhile, Schumann says it's unknown at this time just how many people will switch the plan just announced between Wisconsin and Illinois. The iSaveRx drug program would be the first in the nation to allow citizens to import drugs from Europe as well as Canada. Mira Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.